Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
You know, God is so good and orchestrates everything so. We were singing about transformation and chains breaking off. And you know, God gave me to start a series this morning titled Transformation. And my son and I haven't talked about this, but you know, my wife and I were talking about it this morning. And this morning I want to talk about what I've entitled True Change. True Change. Amen. And God bless everyone that's here. Thank you, our musicians and praise and worship team, everyone that's making things happen here. Praise God. True change. Somebody say that with me. True change.
True change.
We want to take a look into how we can bring about change that will last, lasting change, not fleeting, you know, temporary, you know, band-aids. We want to root stuff out so that we can truly bear greater and greater measures of God's glory, amen, in our life, praise God, and establish greater boundaries for his kingdom and his presence, amen. So let's take a look. Now, let me start by saying, God has another level for us. Tell someone there's a new level. The anointing that's on your life, first and foremost, the anointing that you carry has the ability to destroy every yoke. Come on, the anointing as a child of God that you carry can destroy every yoke. The problem is sometimes people don't want the yoke destroyed because they are either afraid of change or are enjoying things as they are and just don't really want change. Change can be frightening. Amen. To change, especially at certain age groups, you know, many are more set in their ways. But the Bible tells us that, you know, until we leave this life, we are going from glory to glory. Amen. We don't ever stop and stall out. We are continuing going from one grace to another grace, greater and greater, amen, levels and measures of his glory. So let's start in the book of Joshua chapter 1. And I just want to lay some foundation here. Joshua chapter 1. Because God is taking us back to origins, to beginnings. I want to set a precedence here and lay a foundation. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the word of God says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." We've talked enough, well, not enough. We're going to continue to emphasize the importance of words. Amen? But now, what I want to point out here, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night." Okay, meditating has to do with not only speaking it, but thinking it, getting it into your mental system, into your brain, and into your spirit man. "But you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein." Okay, this little part is sometimes what we leave out. You know, there are those that like to speak the word. You know, they know all the Christianese. You know, like to say certain, you know, they know scripture. They can rattle off scripture at you. You know, and they like to think about these things. But the whole purpose of all of that is captured right there in what he says, "that you may observe and do all that is written therein." Say that with me, "that I may observe and do. And do. And do. All that is written therein. So in order for us to even begin to scratch the surface of true change, we must become doers of the word and not hearers or speakers or sayers of the word only. Amen. We must become doers. Faith without works is dead, like the body without the spirit is dead. And I want to lay this foundation here because we're talking today about true change. We can say all the right things and it'll make our flesh even feel good. We say the right things, and it's important that we do say things that are in alignment and agreement with the spirit of God's word. But you can't just leave it there, because the purpose of that and the purpose of getting it in your mind and meditating on it and thinking on it instead of thinking or meditating all the time on your problems. How many know there's a tendency to meditate on problems? You know, so you get some bad news and you just go to thinking about it. How could this have happened? And then how are you going to figure this out? And what's going to happen next? And all you're meditating on that. But the word says, meditate on the word. Let not it depart out of your mouth, and meditate on it. In other words, think on these things. Think on these things. This is the challenge. If we want lasting change, true change, if we truly want to go from one glory to the next glory, then we must not only speak what the word of God says, the principle of God's word, and meditate on God's word, but we must go further than that and receive what the end result of saying and thinking on that word is, and that is that we may observe and do all that's written therein. Now we're getting practical here. Now we're getting into your Kool-Aid. Now we're getting into where you are responsible. It's not all spiritual now. It's something you must walk out. Amen. Among other human beings. Amen. When it comes to your finance, when it comes to your wife or your husband, when it comes to your children, people on your job, other employees, your boss, all that. There's certain things that we must walk out. Amen. Amen. We just can't say the devil is a lie. And you acting like the devil. My God shall supply, and you using all your supply, just throwing it away. No, you say it, you meditate on it, that you may observe it and do it. One of the major characteristics of any leader, I'll put it at the top of the list, is discipline. Elder and somebody else said amen over here. I'll be listening to y'all now. At least y'all can say amen, amen. To the truth. Now, if I'm lying, don't say amen. Or he lying. Well, but if you know it's the truth, say amen. Even if it might be the truth, say amen. Because when you go study it, you go find it is the truth. He told Joshua, he said, Joshua, let not the book of this law, don't let my word depart out of your mouth. Don't start saying other stuff like the 10 spies did. No, keep my word in your mouth. And not only that, meditate on it. Don't watch TV for 10 hours and then try to read your Bible for 5 minutes and fall asleep. Somebody shout amen. Amen. See, it's the truth that's going to really set you free. Amen. True change. When you start implementing this, then your whole sphere starts to expand. But until you start doing that, you'll have a little victory here, a defeat here, a little victory here, a defeat there. You'll be just, back and forth. But we want dominion in every domain. We want true change. We want to where we can say like Jesus, the enemy cometh, but he hath nothing in me. He got no buttons to push here because I've been changed. See, we're changed by the power of God. We're changed as we behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Amen. We are changed from glory to glory. So, again, three things. Keep the word in your mouth. Whatever the doctor said, okay, the doctor, you've discovered something, but that's not my confession. Okay, it might be a fact, but I got to go with my confession first. Amen? The word in your mouth. What does the Bible say? By his stripes we were what? Is that what the word of God says? Well, you know, don't be afraid of any kind of news because the word will trump all other news. If you stay with it, keep it in your mouth, meditate on it. Let the meditation on the word outweigh the diagnosis. And then you'll begin to observe, you'll begin to see the word come alive. You'll begin to, the feelings will follow thoughts. Amen? It's important. This is transformation, metamorphosis. Metamorpho. We want to go from that caterpillar church to that butterfly bride. We talk about freedom. You want to be free? Tell somebody, I want to be free. And I want to stay free. Bible says, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, but stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Amen. Tell somebody, don't be entangled again. Now, I started out with a statement. You are anointed. The anointing on your life will destroy the yoke. Don't think, oh, well, the devil got me. No, use your anointing. Make up your mind. The buck stops here. I'm drawing a line here. I don't care what I feel like. It's like somebody going through when an addict is coming out of an addiction, withdrawals. But see, all you got to do is make up your mind. Amen. The feeling might come back, but you make up your mind again, and make up your mind again until that feeling is no longer a feeling. It has become a decree. You have gotten the victory over because the anointing on your life will destroy every yoke. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you you can't help it. You got the can't help it. The devil is a liar. If you're saved and sanctified and anointed by the Holy Ghost, you don't have the can't help it. You can do all things through Christ. Every devil has to bow to you. Every habit can be broken. Somebody say amen for real. We're talking about true change. We can't be lazy.
Hello, listeners. Join the Resurrection Life family as we celebrate our 29th anniversary.
Wednesday, July 28th through Sunday, August 1st, 2021.
This year's theme is the Great Reset.
As globalists are seeking to mandate a satanic agenda.
An agenda bent on depopulating the earth and destroying humanity, God's crowning creation.
God has plans to restore,
revive,
resurrect,
and reset his church in these last days.
Prepare yourself for the next great move of God.
It's the Great Reset.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Is your financial strategy in tune with your values? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Thrivent is a holistic financial services organization that helps you achieve your financial goals and put your purpose into action. You can reach us at 772-408-0771.